on a very vengeful episode of Truth Bombs.
I've a very particular set of spells.
We're sorry.
I'm Adam.
I'm Ethan.
And I'm Becca, and we are three siblings who are unafraid to tell it like it is. Ebon, what's your mini-truth this week?
Mini-truth! New glasses. New perspective on the world.
Right.
They fly.
Yes.
They're pretty good looking.
Yeah.
They're excellent.
Yeah, the scariest part about getting new glasses is when the whole world is, like, extra sharp for that first, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I got these ones at Costco, which is the most terrifying place to get new glasses because there's already so much stuff to look at.
Yeah, they have
and
all
it spreads out for so far.
They have all that, these giant TVs right beside it, too.
Yeah, like 4K HDs.
Yeah.
And so...
That's intentional.
Popped on my new glasses, and it was like... the first, like, hour, I was just, like, completely dumbfounded, right? Stupefied.
Sweet.
Adam, what's your mini-truth?
I cracked open a roll of quarters to do some laundry, and I found an American quarter in there. So I just made basically like 10 cents. Take that,
nice.
Banks. Take that, financial establishment. Take right that, on. International currency markets. I didn't think banks would make mistakes like that. I don't know. It was
Canadian banks with American currency?
Yeah, I guess they just don't care.
Oh yeah.
It's not like I've never seen it before. It's just like, you know, usually we're a little bit closer to the American dollar when that happens. This time it was like a mini windfall.
Maybe it was an old roll.
Maybe.
Rolled.
Maybe that... it was rolled gold.
Mmm. Delicious.
He's the perpetrator.
Combo.
And by he's the perpetrator, I mean the man that I assume rolled gold pretzels are named after.
Mr. Gold.
Okay, look, there
with
is somebody
incredibly
who
incredibly complicated mustache.
Look, Dad knows somebody named Ron Gold who, when I was little, I thought rolled gold pretzels were named after him because his
really?
Name... Yes, because his name was so similar to the pretzel brand.
I thought
he was the inventor of rolled gold pretzels.
I thought that Mom's uncle, who worked for...
Mr. Christie cookies
was Mr. Christie, the maker of Chips Ahoy, etc. Because, like, he'd come by to visit Grandma, and he would leave cookies there, and it was great. But yeah, I definitely thought he was Mr. Christie.
Animal crackers. Arrowroots? Arrowroots.
I don't know. All sorts of stuff.
Are you just naming every Christie brand product you can think of?
Just my favorites. So all of them.
All right, everybody. Ebon sold out to Mr. Christie. It's a shill for big cookie now.
Okay, it's like medium cookie. Pump the brakes.
Oh, man. Sweet. Well, we got those out of the way. Let's get right to it. Becca, what's your truth this week?
Did you have a tiny truth? Did I completely forget your tiny truth, Beck?
Well, I asked you, and then I asked Adam, and then Adam steamrolled, because he should have asked me.
Becca, get your tiny truth in there.
Say your tiny truth. I'm so sorry.
So I'm doing a placement at a clinic this term, and last week when I asked her what time I should come in for tomorrow... She told me to leave her my cell phone number, and she would text me at some point through the week to let me know if they had any surgeries booked or whatever.
God.
And I only remembered this afternoon that she said that, and she hasn't texted me, so now I'm real anxious because I don't know what time to go in. So I'm just going to take a guess and go in at the same time that I have gone in the past 2 weeks and hope that it's okay.
Do you have her number?
No.
Probably the best.
No.
It's probably the best thing you can do. And then next time you're in, get her number.
Yep.
This is You know, to be fair, this is on her. This is totally on her.
Yeah. I wrote it on their whiteboard where she told me to.
Yeah.
And I only remembered this afternoon, and I instantly got super anxious and my palms got sweaty.
Oh,
don't you dare make an M&M joke, Adam. I know you want to.
I was just going to ask if your knees got weak.
My arms are not spaghetti. Just
heavy. Arms heavy.
Vomit Evil, this is not the time!
Vomit on your shirt already.
Mom's spaghetti.
The internet joke is arm spaghetti, okay?
The internet joke just messes it all the way up.
I know.
Everywhere.
Just everything spaghetti everywhere. Just arm like spaghetti. The vomit on his sweater already.
Vomit on the spaghetti already.
Look at this whole situation sweater has gone on the spaghetti. Vomit and I don't already. Know what to do, and I'm very anxious and feel my palms.
Oh, God, they're so moist.
Her palm's spaghetti. Oh,
so moist. You need to drain your spaghetti, girl. Drain it.
I need a colander for my anxiety.
You need a colander stat.
Whoa.
Guys, we need an emergency colander over here. This is serious stuff.
Strain it.
Anyway, maybe we should not dwell on this so I don't, you know.
No, I think we should break it down some more. Really, really get in there. Really dissect it.
I'd really rather not, because I'd rather not go into a full anxiety attack.
At least
right
put
now.
Some butter on it, because butter noodles is the best.
I love me some butter noodles.
Who doesn't?
I eat it like twice a week.
Careful of kidney stones.
I'm fine. I drink a lot of water at school. Yeah.
All right. So now the big
Are you going to judge me for food consumption, Yvonne? Do you want me to recap your day?
Hey, today was a Whoa. Cheat day.
What did Yvonne eat today?
Everything.
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 Okay. Fair enough.
He gave himself a cheat day, and boy, did he cheat.
He just took full opportunity there?
Mm-hmm.
I cheated.
He cheated bad.
Yeah, that's
okay,
what
let's
cheat
jump into
for.
Truths.
Go for it.
I guess I'm first.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I instantly forgot my truth.
You forgot your truth?
Are you okay?
Oh, there goes gravity.
Oh.
Oh, I remember.
Today Yay. On the podcast, Adam, Ethan,
but he won't give up
and
that
a bowl
easy.
Of spaghetti. Becky, you had one shot.
Stop.
This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Can you take it?
I cannot. Okay.
You're basically 8 Mile himself. Just like
I
in the movie.
Just twitched so hard.
That one was for you, Yvonne.
I know.
Back once.
You guys are the worst.
You know what? I'm making myself laugh, and that's what counts the most. For like the fourth time, what's your truth?
Am I going to be given an actual opportunity for the first time?
Yeah, get it.
Okay, so in the last 3 weeks, I believe, we've gone on 2 double dates, and all of a sudden I feel very adult because we have, like, couple friends.
Ugh, couple yeah. friends.
But, like, in a good way, because we all get along very well. And, like, it's very strange, and I don't know what to do because I'm 22, but also I'm 40, so. It's
okay.
very strange, but, like, in a good way, but, like, I don't know how to process it because everybody who's like, wait, you went on, like, a double date, and I'm like, yeah, they're like, how old are you? And I'm like, 40, apparently.
See, here's the secret about couple friends that nobody actually tells you. You kind of have to figure it out for yourself. It's the best because
there are
4 people. Yvonne, listen. There are 4 people and they're all friends with each other and everyone's having a good time. And you don't get that weird thing that you get in other friend groups where it's like, hey, everybody, I brought my weird girlfriend.
Heather.
Sure,
of
Heather.
Of course it's Heather.
Heather's here, everybody. And everyone's like, oh, he brought... he brought Heather again. And she's like, hey, look at me. I'm so random, everybody. Don't you love me? And then everyone's just like, oh, my God. Like,
but why, you can call me the Penguin of Dune. I'm so random, lol.
Why did Dennis bring her again? Like, this was just supposed to be, like, the four of us. And now Heather's here. And it's just, like, ruining everything.
Denny.
Or, like...
Denny, my boy.
Denny,
listen,
and like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna pull him aside? It's like, listen, we've been friends for like 10 years, and like, you've been like the coolest guy that I've ever known, but now you're just being a real dweeb. Like, cut it out, dude. But he's so happy, and you don't want to like ruin that for him, and there's just like this whole weird thing that like you don't want to get into, and it's just like, it sucks, right? It just sucks. Or you get the opposite, where it's like, hey, everybody, what happened to Denny? Did he die? It's like, no, actually, he's just got a new girlfriend who does not let him out of her sight for whatever reason. And it's just like, okay, well, if that's how he's happy, I guess that's fine. Just let him do him. Couple friends. It's like, hey, do both of you want to hang out right now? Yes, let's do it. Everyone's friends and this is awesome. Hey, I'm going to get up and go to the washroom. Is that okay? Yeah, because we're all friends here and it's not going to leave you with like a weird 5-minute silence where you're like... So,
Heather, how's the beating?
How's work going for you? Like, are things good?
You still making soap, right?
Are you still making jewelry in your spare time? No, I haven't done that in 3 years. Oh, right. Yeah, you stopped. Yeah, what do you do instead? Oh, nothing really.
Oh.
Okay, cool. Like, and it's just like, there's so many things when you get a couple of relationship dynamics going that can just completely ruin an outing like that.
Yeah.
But when everybody's on the same page, when everybody's having fun, everybody's having a good time, everybody knows each other, everyone's comfortable, it's just like, it's actually really, really nice.
Yeah.
So that's the secret. It sounds like a super adult thing and like really boring and lame. No, it's the best.
No, like, I'm super into it. It's more just like when people ask me, I'm like, well, yeah, I guess most people that I know don't do this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's pretty great. Enjoying it is definitely the way to go. I don't know. I never really ran into that though, that people were, I don't want to say judgy about it, but...
But it's not even really judgy. It's not, just like...
Yeah, that's why I said
how
that
old are
as a
you
question.
Guys? Like, it's more jokey about it, and it's just, it's like...
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, do I have to be weird about this?
Yeah.
No.
No,
it's not, you don't. But it also kind of feels weird the more I think about it, but it shouldn't.
Right.
No.
Should embrace it.
No, cool. It's good stuff.
I have pretty much no input.
Fair enough. You've never gone on a double date ever?
Nope.
Huh.
No, didn't really have a couple friends.
All right.
Most of my friends were single and awkward.
Well, there's the problem right there. Sorry, that was mean.
I mean, not for lack of trying, but
yeah, no, I feel really bad about that joke.
Wow. At least you're awkward. It's 1 out of 2.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, like I said, I think I've said everything I wanted to say on it. It actually makes going out a little bit easier and a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
If you get the right people. Cool. I mean, if you get the wrong couple, oof.
Where it has to be like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, hey, let's go eat food. Or...
If they're insisting on being, like,
let's do
a
this,
single...
Let's go here, and then do this, and then we're going to go do this. And it's like...
If they're insisting on being, like, a single autonomous unit that both of you are dating on this double date, then no. Just say no. Run far away.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time where there was a couple along... that insisted on calling each other, I think it was Muffin the entire time. Unironically. Unironically.
Ooh.
Like that episode of The Office where Pam and Jim and Angela and Andy and Dwight and his babysitter.
I'll go to Jan and Michael's house.
And they're like, babe. Like,
except it didn't even have that weird underlying hostility to it. They were like right into each other, which is great, I guess, for your alone times. But they were just on a date and we happened to be nearby them. And it was the weirdest.
Yeah. Absolute Let me eat weirdest. Food in front of you as you sit on a date.
Hey guys, you want to come along while we like sit together and have a very romantic and intimate evening where we like feed each other food and call each other muffin?
Uh-oh.
No.
There were morsels popped. Oh boy.
No!
Oh boy.
There should be no popping of anything.
Morsels.
Did they masticate the morsels?
Yeah, you could say that.
I did.
So unnecessary.
Nope, as long as just four cool people hanging out having a good time, it's the way to go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Becca was on it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Three cool people.
Whoa. Uncalled for.
Love you, sis.
How dare you?
I hate you.
I know.
You're so mean to me all the time.
Just sometimes.
Like, most of the time.
Like, 60 to 80%.
Of the time.
Of the time.
You are mean. I'm cooler than you, Ebo.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, let's move on. Ebon, what's your truth?
We're not, but we're moving on anyway.
So, this weekend, I got to fulfill a childhood dream. Like, I've been waiting.
Flying.
I've been waiting so long for this.
Did you go flying?
So, I did not go flying. I'm not sure where one goes to go flying.
You went to school in your underwear.
I did not go to... No, this wasn't a literal dream. This was a figurative dream. So, I'm pretty sure I've told this story on the podcast before, but when I was really young, I was saving up money at one point for an item I had seen in the Sears Christmas catalog.
Mm-hmm. The wish book.
And that item was the Lego Millennium Falcon.
Mm.
And so for about 2, maybe 3 years, I saved up all my money in order to buy this. And eventually, I actually did save up enough money to do it. And that was the year that they took it out of the Sears wish book.
Typical.
And mm-hmm. it was heart-wrenching. But with all the extra money I've been making lately, because I'm not in school, I had a little extra spending money. And so I decided to order it online and have it sent directly to the house. I didn't even have to go and pick it up. And so I bought myself a Lego Millennium Falcon, sat and built that puppy for like 4 hours.
It was a long time, actually.
Nice.
4 hours. It's huge. And I am super enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy.
It's really cool.
I'm so happy.
Now, I thought that the one that you always wanted was the Kenner Millennium Falcon.
No, it was the Lego.
There was a deal with the Kenner Millennium Falcon, though, wasn't there? Like the plastic one with the... Like, the size of the... Or sized for the action figures? Or slightly smaller, anyways, but...
No.
Okay.
No, I thought there was... There was a couple of the Kenner toys that I did want, and I actually have a Kenner Snowspeeder.
Right.
Sized for the action figures, but it wasn't the Falcon.
I thought that the Falcon was, like, the big one. I knew you wanted the Lego one too, but I thought the Kenner one was the one that like they stopped making them like a year before you could afford it. I just have the story mixed up.
But there has been a couple of Lego Millennium Falcons that they've made over the years, and this isn't the original. This is the latest one.
Why is it that we say Falcon for the Millennium Falcon, even though the word is clearly Falcon.
What?
Everyone says it the way that they say it in the movie, which is Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
It's a falcon, like the bird.
Both are acceptable pronunciations.
Yeah, but I never hear anyone say Falcon when they're talking about the ship, and I never hear anyone saying Falcon talking about the bird.
I've heard it both ways for both.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
I think this is just you.
Maybe. It's entirely possible.
It's probably also a regional thing.
Probably.
It's not as bad as the differences that they say in the movie for Han.
Yeah.
Because some people call him Han.
Looking at you, Lando.
Looking at you, Lando. Jeez.
Actually, he changes the pronunciation in a number of places.
Yeah. Yeah, the pronunciation in those movies wasn't...
I don't think that was top priority. Very consistent. Necessarily.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if you are Sir Alec Guinness, award-winning British thespian, and somebody hands you a script and asks you to talk about the Mos Eisley Space Cantina, you're probably going to look at that and be like, oh, when am I getting paid for this one again? Like, just let's hammer it out, get it over with.
Little known fact, when he said a more wretched hive of scum and villainy has never been found, he was actually talking about the Directors Guild of America. That's not a fact.
That was a pretty good joke, though. I mean, I feel like I'm especially the only person who's going to be into that. But I really liked it. I want you to
I realized that. After that joke that George Lucas had dropped out of the Directors Guild for Star Wars because of the credits scrolling. And so I ruined my own joke for myself.
Ebon, it was a great joke. No one's gonna get it, but I ruined it
for myself.
Oh boy. Congratulations on fulfilling your childhood dream, Ebon. I'm really excited for you. I can't wait to see it in person.
Thanks, dude. It's wicked.
Yeah, it's super cool.
I saw a picture of it, but
I tried to fit it in one of my shelves, but it didn't fit, so I had to turn it sideways and it looked really bad, so I took it back out.
And
I was just sitting on my yoga mat.
Mom and I were having breakfast on Friday morning, and it was sitting on the table, and I was showing her how it all opens up or whatever, and I was like, oh, but there's nobody else inside. He only has Han in there. And she's like, so you could say he's flying Han solo.
It was great. Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, man.
Mom's been, like, super on top of her puns lately. Sidebar. Any truth, Mom's been super on top of it lately.
I love it. I love when she gets on top of them, because it's just, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
Adam, hit us with your truth.
Sometimes you just get, like, super lucky and a really sweet opportunity just kind of, like, falls into your lap, and that has been my week this past week.
Would you say that it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
I suppose you could say that. I suppose that's
take
fair.
That chance?
Well, I was nervous, but on the surface, I kept looking, you know, calm, like, and sort of, like, prepared to drop bombs. So a lot of our customers... How's Becca glaring. Doing?
Glaring.
Anyways, a lot of our customers at work are from Quebec.
Yeah.
And... we have exactly one person in the office that can speak fluent French.
Yeah.
And that is the person who is out of the office the most, the guy who does sales, like sales manager, basically. So he's always like visiting clients and doing trade shows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he's not around, I have to take all the French calls because I'm like the next best, which does not mean good.
Yeah.
It just means next best. So I went and I talked to Jerry, my boss, about this, and I was like, listen... like, this sucks. Like, I just spent 10 minutes talking to someone who basically just wanted to check a tracking number on a shipment and then, like, change or, like, have it held at the UPS store instead of, like, delivered to the door. Which is, okay. Like, normally, like, in English, like, a 45-second call. And it's like, yeah. I'm frustrated. They're frustrated. Everybody's frustrated. And that was for like one where they were helping me out and, you know, pleasant and accommodating. And that's not something you always get when you're like butchering someone's primary language in a bilingual country. And so he's like, well, why don't you just take some courses? I'll pay for them.
What? Cool.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, just take some French courses. Do some looking around. I said, really? He's like, yeah. What they've done in the past, I guess, is he goes, here's what we're going to do. You pay for it yourself. Once you show me that you've passed the course, then I'll pay you back for the entire amount of the course, which is probably the raddest way I've ever heard of paying for courses for an employee. Yeah. Because it's like, yeah, prove that you learned the thing and then I'll pay for it. But yeah, he's gonna cover some French courses for me if I want to take them.
Sweet.
That's cool.
I'm really excited. I was always kind of, I don't know. I regret not taking more French in school because I just kind of stopped after grade 9 because grade 9 French was like the worst French. I don't know how your experiences went. Ebo, and I know you dropped it after grade 9.
Yep.
And Beck, you kept going until grade 11 or 12?
I went till grade 11. The only reason I stopped is because I couldn't fit it into my schedule, and I was really upset about it and have been upset about it for
right
the last 6 years.
But I remember you also saying that, like, in grade 10, like, it actually got good again, because grade 9 was just a gong show.
No, my grade 9 was fine.
My grade 9 was a gong show. We were doing stuff that I had previously done in about grade 5. For basically the entire year. So,
yeah,
you know,
well, I mean, some of grade 9, I think they treat as, like, recap of elementary because everybody has... Not everybody is in the same system, right?
Oh, for
yeah.
sure.
Like, there's people coming from public and private and Catholic and whatever. Mm-hmm. So they have to kind of come together on the same basis. So, yeah, grade 9 is kind of, like, intro and basics again and recapping it and making sure you're all on the same page.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus a little more. So it's not...
Yeah, my class...
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's just kind of making sure everybody's on the same page.
My class, we didn't even get to, like, the plus a little more. So, like, probably grade 8 was the most advanced French I ever took. Mm-hmm. And then grade 9 was garbage French. I don't know if that was just the year that I happened to be in or what ended up happening there. But anyways, I don't know. I went far enough that I probably should have kept going. Like, I was always fairly good at it. And it's kind of amazing that I remember as much as I do, considering I haven't taken a course in, like 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
He was better at French than math.
Haha, I was better at goofs than anything.
Those were also true. Those were both very true and pretty funny. So, you know, good work. I did appreciate that. So yeah, I don't know. All I have to do right now is figure out how to get placed in the right like level of course, because I do remember a bunch. I'm not starting from zero. And then yeah, I can basically get a bunch of free French courses through work.
Cool.
Yeah, very excited.
Wicked opportunity, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know there's not a whole lot else to say about it, but I don't know. Did you ever take any other languages, Ebon, or were you just kind of done after grade 9?
I was done.
Fair enough.
But I mean,
I could probably go back and do some French now, but
the thing is, you got kind of experiential French living in Sudbury.
I did.
You got more conversational than you would have academic.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah, and that's just a kind of a thing that happens with exposure, right? Like, because the more I do it at work, the more, like, the better I'm getting. Like, I'm definitely better than when I started working there. Mm-hmm. Even though really what's happening there is that, like, 90% of the conversations I have are, you know, one of, like, three standard conversations.
Yeah.
And so if I don't understand something, I just move on to the next point, and it usually works out pretty well for me. But, you know, specific vocab and all that stuff. You learn by necessity and you kind of move on.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And Becca, you didn't take anything other than French?
No. I looked at stuff in university for, electives.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of felt like it wouldn't be worth it to take one or two courses, like intro courses, if I wasn't gonna be able to carry on with it necessarily.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But again, there, like, I would have liked to be able to take grade 12 French so I could have taken it in university and become, like, fluent certified.
Yeah, that certification would be sweet.
Was something that I was actually working really towards. And right. I'm fairly... I mean, I still probably could go through and take courses and get that, but it was right. something that I was definitely working towards and wasn't able to do, so that kind of sucked. But no, I never took any other courses.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, I kind of get a second chance at it, which is really exciting and not really something I really expected to ever do. Mm. Like, I don't know, after giving it up in, like, grade 9, I really didn't end up, or didn't think I'd ever end up coming back and doing more courses in it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited to see where this goes. So, okay. Yeah, that's my truth this week. I'm gonna go brush up on some of my ER verbs, I guess, and we'll be right back on Truth Bombs.
Had a stranger.
Oh, God.
I forgot about this.
Looks like your mule done walked you right back in to Dreamtown.
Okay.
Step up to the post office.
Uh-huh.
Open up a mailbox.
Just anyone?
Everyone has the same note in it. Typewritten.
Okay.
This particular one moves the T's up just a little space. Kidnapping gone wrong.
That's not at all what I said. You want to try that a second time?
The panic. Okay, I'm going to step in, but I'm not going to do the weird accent. There's a note in every mailbox. It's from Adam. He's really trying to get the word out. He had a dream, everybody. It says... Kidnap and rescue gone wrong.
That's a really important word. I was hot not the bulletin. Kidnapper.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Hot bulletin. Straight to your doorstep.
Mm-mm.
In uh-huh. the mailbox.
Straight to your mailbox.
At the post office.
We all share one big mailbox there.
We're all family. We don't mind.
We all family.
In a Jungian sense, we is. Hit us. Jeez. With that.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's done. Go.
Okay.
Do it. Say so, it.
I think what Ebon's trying to communicate is that I had a dream that I want to tell y'all about. And in this dream, I was...
Sorry.
I was hanging out at a coworker's house.
Okay.
And his parents were out of town. It wasn't like his house, it was his parents' house. And he was house-sitting for them because they were away. And so he was like, hey, come on over after work, we'll hang out, whatever. And we're sitting around and I'm like, hey, where's your younger brother? Because I know his brother, he's come in to work for us a couple of times. And he's like, oh, I don't know, yeah. I haven't seen him in a little while. And it's like, okay, that's kind of weird. And he's like, nah, I'm not worried about him at all. It's like, okay. And you know, we just keep hanging out and talking, and there's a couple other people over, and we just get into, like, that real, like, 3 a.m. talk. Like, talking about life and just, like, the universe and our hopes and dreams. And it got real. Yeah, we'll stop there. It got real. And then some guy walks up, which is weird because it's out in the middle of nowhere, and he's like, hey, where's your younger brother? And he kind of gave him the same line where he's like, ah, I'm not worried about him. He's like, well, maybe you should be, because I heard a rumor that he's been kidnapped. And my coworker, who, by the way, is like just the nicest guy, was like, what? And this guy was like, yeah, well, you could start by trying to talk to this guy. And he's like, I don't care who you tell me to talk to. I'm going to find him. And he just like went on this rampage, brought us all along. He starts hitting up all the places that seedy people would hang out in like a movie or whatever. We went
to dive bars and such.
We went to dive bars. We went to nightclubs. We went to warehouses. We went to docks. We went to train yards. We went to alleys. At every single place we went, he didn't even let anybody talk. He just beat everybody up. It's like,
wow.
It was crazy. Daredevil. He was so angry. He was so angry. And finally,
finally
find him in like, he's like tied up in like the basement of this warehouse kind of thing, like this real creepy place. And we're like, Who did this? And
he's a real whodunit type situation.
And his little brother's like, there's some guy who waits for people to go on vacation and then scopes out their houses. And if their kids are a very certain kind of kid, they kidnap them and take away. And it's like, and my coworker just gets even angrier. And he's like, why would they do this? And he's like, well, because I have magic powers. He's like, what are you talking about? No, I have magic powers. And the guy who kidnaps all of these kids is trying to create an army of dark wizards by getting kids with magic powers who haven't tapped into them yet and just corrupting their minds. He's making an army. He's going to take over the world.
Did he write? What? Did he write Pen 15 on their hands?
He did not. That was a... Come on, man. That was a different dream. Completely different universe.
Sorry.
That's okay. We start... We get even angrier. We start blowing through more warehouses, more docks. But this time, we got his younger brother with him. And he's angry, too. And he's magic angry. And so he's just, like, blowing stuff up with his brain. With his magic powers. Fireballs. Whoa. Ice balls. Whatever. You name it. Whoa. It was happening. Lightning everywhere. And we find out where their main stronghold is. And we go in. And we set, like, 15 kids free. And they all have magic powers. And they're all angry. Start just, like, wrecking the place. I don't know why I'm still there. I should probably not be around, but I guess I was just along for the ride. Finally, there's this big fight with the main guy. He gets exploded, and we start hearing explosions other places, and we run just in time to run out of this guy's like giant castle / warehouse thing, and we run out just as it explodes. It was very dramatic.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All the kids, like, in the climactic fight, they just, like, ganged up on the bad guy, who is also magic, by the way. He was a wizard.
Yeah.
And they were all just using, and, like, he knew what he was doing with magic, and he's using, like, these very carefully placed spells, and he's, like, creating shields to protect himself. But these kids, they had heart. They had and emotions on their side, and they just couldn't help themselves. They just blew the guy right up.
They had right.
They were too strong for him. Yeah, it was crazy. That's the whole dream. I'm done.
That's epic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's super intense.
Mhm. Yeah, it was very stressful.
Taps into something primal, you know.
Mhm. For sure. It's got like a bit of a like Taken vibe to it.
Right. Yeah.
Taken meets Harry Potter.
Taken meets Harry Potter, basically.
Liam Neeson would be a badass wizard.
Right? Can you imagine if his wizard daughter got kidnapped?
Ugh.
And he just raged in there?
He would hex some fools.
Mm-hmm.
Left, right, and center.
Absolutely.
I have a very particular set of spells.
I'm sorry, it took me a second.
Are you kidding? That was gold.
No, that was incredible.
It was amazing. What would Liam Neeson's Patronus be?
Himself?
Liam Neeson?
Himself. He casts Expecto Patronum, and a bright white, pearly, glowing Liam Neeson bursts from his wand, runs up, and just pops a cap in their ass.
Jason Statham.
Yeah, Expecto Patri... Wait, damn it. I lost it. Expecto...
Patrathum?
I was trying to say Patrium, but it's Patrium.
Patron.
tequila.
I can't get it.
What are you trying to do?
Petrium?
I guess petrium. I was trying to
Put-lium?
Make... Put-lium?
Patrician.
I guess. Sorry. It's better in my head. It worked in my head. The T and the L formed seamlessly into a very smooth sound that worked very well with Expecto Patronum.
But it turns out Polarium isn't that smooth.
Petroleum?
Petroleum.
Expecto Petroleum.
That's what he casts, and then he burns the place down. He does that thing where he, like, starts a lighter and then, like, throws it and then turns around and walks away.
He grabs one of the bad guy's wands, lights it, and just drops it.
Right? Sure. Yeah. Sure. He's got a gun that shoots wands, and the wands are casting hexes.
And a wand that shoots guns.
The double whammy you didn't know you wanted. You weren't looking for.
No. The gun shoots wands, and the wands that come out of the gun shoot guns. But the wands also have magic, so they can make the guns shoot bullets. It's very involved, but it looks super cool.
You kind of got to slow it down to really get the whole picture.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a movie in my head. Of course, slow down.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got a gun that shoots wands, and those wands shoot bullets. It's very fast, very effective. You don't very really fast, realize that there's that middle stage in there, but it makes all the difference.
Because they have better aim.
They're magic bullets, yeah.
Right.
It's the only way to achieve that effect.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now I really want a Harry Potter movie. Like, screw this whole, like, magical beasts thing. I want Liam Neeson as an Auror who's just, like, going around and busting up dark wizards.
You know how Becca got sweaty earlier?
You just got a little sweaty?
I did. I want that movie.
Wouldn't that be a great movie? Wouldn't you really enjoy seeing that movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just stalled out because I'm just imagining how great that movie would be.
What was that quote from Martin Freeman where he was like, for a long time, I was the only British actor who hadn't been in Harry Potter?
Yeah, I guess Liam Neeson, he's Irish.
Yeah.
I don't know which Irish he is, though.
North.
So he is British.
Yeah.
There we go. The more you know. I don't know. I guess there's also a slight component of this dream that's kind of like the end of Temple of Doom, where Indy and Short Round, and I guess Billy is there too. Bust the kids out, and they all like start throwing rocks at the guys who are like whipping them and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The movie wasn't very good.
It has its place in my heart.
I'm just saying, when the scary guy pops up, and you know which scary guy I mean, when the scary guy pops up and scares you, if that was Liam Neeson that he was popping up, Liam Neeson would just punch him in the face. He wouldn't even flinch. The guy would be like, ha ha, Liam Neeson would just crank one off. He'd knock him off that ledge and into that weird lava, I guess. No problem.
Chilled monkey brains. I love that movie.
It's not very good. I mean, I love it too, but like objectively speaking, not great.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I can like movies that aren't very good. It's okay.
Yeah.
You can do both. So yeah, that's the story of how I dreamed Magical Taken. And it was pretty good. It was about as good as you would expect a Magical Taken movie to be.
Pretty darn.
9 out of 10, could have hit 10 out of 10 if Liam Neeson had been there casting spells.
Yeah. Oh, easy.
Easy. Mm-hmm. No problem. Sweet. Well, I'm going to go figure out who Liam Neeson's agent is and pitch him the script, or at least the spec real quick, on a magical Taken movie, which takes place in the Harry Potter universe and will be the best movie of all time. Take that, Citizen Kane. We'll be right back on Truth Bombs.
Well, that's all the time we have today on Truth Bombs. Remember to subscribe to us on iTunes. Drop us a rating and review while you're up there. That's a 5-star rating.
Mm-hmm.
5 stars.
Won't settle for less.
Nope.
We'll settle for less.
Yes, we will. Don't believe them.
At least 3. One for each of us.
That's fair.
I think that's fair.
Pop one in for yourself, because you're worth a star.
And tell a friend.
For listening to it. And tell a friend who's worth another star.
You're an all-star.
Get your game on. Go play.
Get the show on. Get paid. We are not paying anybody to rate our show, however.
Nor are we getting paid.
No.
I would like to clarify.
No. We do this on our own time. So go to truthbombs.ca, which we also made on our own time, or HI101, which Adam makes on his own time, and is super popular.
Yes.
Super.
Super popular.
I wouldn't go that far just yet, but we're getting there. We're making our way.
Maybe
started from the bottom, now we're here. Now, and here is a little bit above the bottom.
Thanks, Drizzle.
Thanks, man. Anytime.
Drizzy. I mean, Adam could be Drizzle, but
I'm gonna call Adam Drizzle from now
Adam
on.
Adam finally got a nickname.
We'll see if it sticks.
Look, watch. It only took 29
Listen,
and a half years.
My mixtape is straight fire. Just you wait. Just you wait till that drops.
It's smoldery.
There are at least hot coals there.
There's definitely some embers.
Maybe take a quick trip on over to Yvonne.ca, see one or two things that are happening down there.
It is a place where there are things.
Yep. It's weird. Good luck.
Bye.
Godspeed.
We're not buying them yet. So once you head on over to Truth Bombs, which I talked about earlier. You can contact us there at kaboom@truthbombs.ca. So you can ask us about, like, jobs you're interested in, or, like, your horoscope, or things you found on the internet, things to look up in the old-timey encyclopedia, things to ask the Magic 8-Ball. You know, our segments of the show you listen to. Thanks, brah.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. And from all of us here at Truth Bombs, don't jank up your life, you lousy fluff.